Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
So I took a whiff. I didn't smell anything.
He's wrong.
She was right there. What did someone do to get banned, fired, or kicked out? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, I got fired.
You got fired. Why'd you get fired?
Well, because I worked at a national hardware retailer, a depot of sorts, let's say.
I will never figure that. I hate when people are this mysterious.
Where they have stuff for your home?
Cryptic, I know. And we have this policy where someone's shoplifting, you can't really do anything, you can't touch them, you can't stop them, you know. And if they make it to the park, out the door, into the parking lot, then it's totally off limits, can't do nothing.
So if you can't do anything when they're in the store, and you certainly can't do anything when they're out of the store, what would prevent me from going in there and shoplifting?
Not a darn thing. And so, you know, you take it personal after a while. People just grabbing buckets, tossing everything they can in the bucket, walking right out the door with impunity.
Well, I mean, if store policies, we can't do anything, basically what you're saying is, please come here and steal our crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. So one guy wanted me to open a cage for him because we have one of the most expensive tool we have, which is a Milwaukee cordless concrete saw.
All right.
$5,000.
Damn.
Yep. And then, of course, he tried to make a break for it, and I felt it was kind of shady. And so I stepped in front of him, grabbed the box. We wrestled back and forth a little bit. He lets go of it. I tried to trip him on his way out, and security ran up. But he was already outside, so they just told him to leave and don't come back. And I got fired.
Because you wrestled with the guy to protect the merchandise.
Correct. So $5,000. I mean, I thought I was a hero. I thought I'd get like a free lunch or something. You know?
Yeah. So, I mean, was it instant? Basically, like, hey, come back to the office, get out of here?
No. It was like a week of back and forth HR emails and junk like that.
That's a dumb rule.
It is a dumb rule.
It's a stupid rule.
I mean, why?
Well, and so, being irate when I got fired, this is in Everett, and outside the depot, there's like always like a couple guys standing around looking for work.
Yeah, of course.
And then there's this large encampment of people who are just there just doing drugs and stealing from Home Depot.
Well, the problem with it is that whole law has kind of killed downtown. So I realize
that. But is it a law or is it store policy? Because if you go to 7-Eleven, They'll punch you in the face if they've asked you to leave and you're not going to
do it. I think that's
it.
Policy there, maybe. Like, yeah. Hey, look, guard your recent
guns. Or they'll pull out their gun and hit you with a golf club, which is called the New York City Way.
Yeah, I realize Bartell was bought, but one of the reasons that our locations were shutting down across the area is because people were walking in and just walking out with whatever they wanted.
But it was stupid when you hear them say, like, well, man, you know, the shoplifting's gone through the roof. And you go, like, wait, but you instilled a policy that says you're not going to do anything about it. So, especially downtown in any major city, I would think if you basically, if the message is out, hey, they can't really stop you from shoplifting, people are going to shoplift. Yeah. If you said, I mean, it's like the movie The Purge. If there's no punishment for the thing that you'd ordinarily not want people to do, people are going to do exactly that.
So you can't get it. So you
That's
order.
Why we have police, because you know people you are going to do things.
You order it instead, because the brick and mortar is shut down. They steal it off your porch.
Mm-hmm.
So it's...
It's amazing. One thing I liked about New York City, man, this is years ago, but it's the first time I went to Manhattan, and I mean, there are shops everywhere. Big shops, small shops, you name it. But all of the individual, like the mom and pop shops, basically security was an old dude was sitting on a milk crate in front, and he had a golf club. And you just understood, man, if you walk out of there trying to steal something or start something, they're going to beat you to death with a golf club. And honest to God, I thought that was the most effective security strategy. Not that I'm out to like steal things, but I thought you can have a security guard, maybe outrun them. Mm-hmm. These guys make it clear we will assault you with a golf club. If you grab a Snickers bar, they're taking that thing to your kneecaps, you know. And I'm just like, there's not a lot of problems with that. But now I want to say, like, Target, they tell you don't chase people down. I know the grocery store by us, Ted. I know.
So why even have security?
That's what I don't get.
Why have
security guards standing there?
I mean,
there.
You could stop them. Like, I've seen it at the grocery store by us, which. Brandon, I came from Capitol Hill. I'm like, that thing's fine.
Yeah, right.
But I've seen them, like, they don't touch them. They just kind of go, just empty your pockets.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, like, sometimes it's amazing how dumb they are because they're just like, I didn't take anything. Just like, what's in your right pocket? And they'll, pull it out. But you're right. I mean, you could, in theory, you could just walk out. They're not going to do anything. So, I mean, I've seen them stop people a couple times.
Sure.
But
like, when we're in self-checkout, and I understand, right?
There's
security guards standing there, and I get why they're there, but I'm like, but the flip side of it is, say I bag all this stuff up and you watch me not pay, if you're not going to do anything about it, what's to stop me from doing it other than just morally not wanting to do that? But I go and get $300 worth of groceries, you're not going to do it. That's so stupid to me. I think if I owned a store, I'd be like, if someone is shoplifting, grab a golf club and beat their ass. No questions asked.
What'd you hit there?
I mean, self-checkout, honestly, I'm amazed they're still around.
Why?
Oh, they, I mean, forget the policy in this city. Like, they just lose money.
On self-checkout?
Oh, constantly.
Exactly.
People like me forgetting sometimes.
Right.
Or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, my buddy did it. I mean, just think of door logs. We just forgot to scan it because it was at the bottom of the cart. So just like, the idea was to, you'll save costs by not hiring as many people.
Yeah.
But a lot of them ended up losing money. So I'm kind of shocked it's still such a popular idea.
What does Costco still check the receipt? I haven't been there in 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were pretty thorough. That's one thing I remember. And if you bought 400 things, I mean, you stood there and that guy would check each
Costco,
freaking
thing. Some Freddy's, dude.
I think Walmart started doing it.
I think Walmart started doing it.
Okay.
What did someone do to get banned, fired, or kicked out? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitolas.
Hola.
I am banned from City Walk and Universal Studios for life.
What did you do, man?
Well, it's one of those great 15-minute stories, but I'll give you the rundown real quick. Four of us drove from Michigan down there, stayed in a timeshare that one of our buddy's parents had, and we were all 21. The first night we partied for New Year's, and this was the day after New Year's. And we're drinking, hanging out. We go down to City Walk. It's at a certain time, it's all bars, and you have to be 21 up to be there.
City Walk Orlando, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been there, but I don't remember City Walk.
I think that's what it's called. I mean, I was drinking going into it, but it's 21 and up, and me and one buddy took a tab and separated from the other two, and we were kind of bar hopping through the different, you know, they have like a karaoke, they got the Jimmy Buffett or whatever.
Of course.
And we're just chilling on our vibe, and we're walking into this one place. It's getting kind of late, and there's two guys kind of arguing and a bunch of cops around, and I make the comment, look at those idiots, you know, they're going to fight, and there's 10 cops standing around. Well, we go in this place. It's got a dance floor on one side, and the other side is the bartender's kind of closing up. It might seat like 25, 30 people. They got a TV on. We're watching a college football game and drinking 151 drinks.
That'll get it done.
Definitely get it done.
And this guy pokes his head in and starts talking to us about the football game going on. And we're like, it was Michigan State, and we're from Michigan. So we're like, well, we actually like this team. And I look over, and he's wearing all LSU gear. And Purdue just beat LSU in their bowl game. And he's like, F the Big Ten, you know, this and that. I'm like, whatever, man. So we have a couple more drinks, walk out of the bar, and we're heading home. And we get about 10, 15 steps out of the bar, and I hear the guy chirping again. And after a couple 151 drinks, it's like, all right, it's on. So I was like, what'd you say? You want to come say it to my face? He comes over, and we talk a little bit. I totally forgot about all the cops standing around. And finally, I end it, and I go, hey, man, are you going to hit me or what? And he does, and I hit him back. And the adrenaline's pumping, so I black out for a couple of seconds, and I come to, and cop shining his lights in my eye going, are you on drugs? I mean, I said no, but I was.
Well, I looked down, and the answer is going to be no, whether you are or not, yeah.
Oh, is that what you said earlier? You took a tab?
Yeah, tab. Yeah.
I can't believe you got in a fight on LSD.
Well, the 151 took over at that point.
Oh, I was like, that would be weird.
Yeah,
151 greater than acid.
Now we know.
Oh, alcohol will override any drug you're on.
Okay.
It did. And I looked down, and my pants are bleeding. My pants have blood on them, and my nose hurts. And I'm like, God, he got me in the nose. And I go, officer, I didn't hit him. And I need a Kleenex or a paper towel for my nose. He laughs, hands me one. I wet my nose. There's nothing on my nose. My knuckles are bleeding. I'm like, oh boy, I just told him I didn't hit him. So, and end of the day, they ended up making me sign something that said, if you ever come back, you know, you'll get arrested for trespassing.
And you never stepped foot in Universal Studios. This is kind of like outside of that area, right?
Yeah, it's like a bunch of bar area. It's part of the park, but it's not the ride area.
Right. Not where the kids are.
It's like downtown Disney. You don't need... Right. You could just go to downtown Disney. You don't need like a ticket or anything. And they used to have something like City Walk. I can't remember the name of it, but same thing. It was like some Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island, okay.
So it was like you got wristbands. And it was like 18 to get on, 21 to drink. But same thing. It's all enclosed. But they have all different bars and nightclubs. There's a comedy club.
Exactly.
Right, so City Walk, I imagine, at Universal is the same exact thing.
Let me ask you this, man. So you get banned from Universal Studios, which impressive, by the way. Do you care? I mean, is this really going to affect your life in any way?
No, it's the greatest story. It's the story I tell all the time. Like, I live here now in Washington. I'll never go back.
Right. Hey, well, let me ask you this.
One of those funny things.
Did you ever find out what you did to this guy?
I had teeth marks in both my knuckles, so my buddy was there, and he got tackled by the cops and was pissed about me for not doing anything. He said the dude swung on me, and then I hit him with the 1-2. And then we got separated and tackled by all the cops immediately.
Well, it sounds like you connected with one of the two, or both.
Both of them. Both of my knuckles are bleeding, so I got them with both of them.
I mean, that is kind of funny that it started with you being like, look at these two idiots getting in a fight in front of the cops. We start drinking 151 cocktails. I forget. I'm on acid. I get in a fight in front of the cops.
I'm one of these idiots. Having fun.
Right.
That happens to the best of them. Somebody here on the text line says, four of my five hockey buddies got banned from Disneyland for 5 years for hopping off the boats on a Pirates of the Caribbean ride to play with the treasure and mechanical characters.
Oh, wow.
That'll do it.
Wow.
I mean, if you're going to get booted, that's the way to do it, man.
Yeah.
Jump off the boat and start.
Yeah. No.
What did someone do to get banned, fired, or kicked out? 206-803-RUN.
Real quick, I will say, wasn't the last time I was in Disney World, so maybe it's 2000, whatever. I had been living in Seattle, right?
All right.
So again, we go to, I guess like downtown, whatever. There used to be this ESPN's. There's very few bars that stay open after like 9 p.m.
Sure.
In the kingdom. Me and my cousins find one. We're all sitting there. We're getting hammered. And everybody that works at the park, who's a cast member, it says where they're from.
Okay.
So one bartender walks by and his tag says Seattle. And I go, hey, man, two questions for you. I see you're from Seattle. And he goes, number one, there's no weed in Disney World. I go, All right, number two, what time's last call? And he's like, you got time for a few more drinks? But I mean, he just cut me off.
Right.
That tells me he's been asked that a lot.
Last time I almost got thrown out of something, it was just in January, the night before the national title. It's a bunch of people. We had already kind of got on the floor without the right thing for that John Party concert. And then it's a bunch of people from Seattle. Everybody's got a vape pen.
Right.
And the guy just walks over. He's like, you got to at least get into the crowd. And he's like, I'm not, like, my buddy, without even thinking, and he's like, no, seriously, I will throw you out if you do it again. Just walk forward.
Right. Please.
Right. We're like, oh, we're from Seattle. He's like, right, but you're in Texas.
Yeah. Much different, man.
What did someone do to get banned, fired, or kicked out? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Hi, guys. So back in my Navy days, a friend of mine on the boat, he was having a going-away party because he was transferring. So he got a suite at the Hyatt in downtown San Diego.
Nice.
And it was a big party. Oh, yeah. We're going up and down 4th Ave, tearing it up. And go back to the room, the suite, I should say, and, you know, the party continues. You know, it gets to a point where it's quiet hours and, you know, we're all being too loud, so... Not once, not twice, but the third time at about 4 o'clock in the morning, two big guys dressed in black suits, they come up, they say, hey, this is the third noise complaint we've got from this suite. You guys need to figure it out. Somebody needs to.
Hang on. Your filthy mouth.
Bedroom colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio.
I say, Rob.
Sucker.
Yeah, shocker. Loud guy.
And please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
All right, Rob, please continue.
I'm sorry.
You don't get a third warning. No more cursing.
One more of those and I'm kicking you off the air.
We're going to ban you.
Got it. So we're like, oh, phooey.
There we go.
Hey, attaboy.
So we get dimed out and the security guard takes a picture of both of our IDs and then kindly escorts us downstairs. To which they called a cab for us, and we got sent back to base, no trouble, because they just dropped us off at the front gate. And if y'all have seen Naval Base San Diego, it is huge.
I have not seen. I've been to San Diego a few times. I don't know that I've ever seen a Naval Base.
Have you ever gone across the Coronado Bridge?
I have not.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question. Okay. Is it the one if you take a left, or is it the one if you take a right? So is it the south side or the north side of the base?
It's the south side, so we're on the water side.
They won't let you walk past there, so you can see it, but you can't you can't really get too close to it past the walkway. It kind of stops.
No. So we get dropped off at the front gate. Me and my buddy, we realize that, oh, no, it is a very far walk to our boat because we are parked on the very last pier in, you know, almost Mexico.
Right.
So, that's a 2.5 mile stroll, and we are hammered. We get like 3/4 of the way there, and it's about 5 a.m., and guys are starting to trickle in on the weekend for the duty rotation. One of my, and we're like, oh my God, thank you. Can we please get a ride? So it saved us like another 1/2 mile of pain and suffering. But yeah, that was fun. The kicker to all of this is that 2 years later, my mom goes on vacation down to San Diego and is staying at the Hyatt.
Can you visit her?
No. I'm out of state. I'm on the East Coast in North Carolina. But she told me where she was going, all this other cool stuff. And I was like, oh, let me know when you get there if they have any questions for you about your last name. I will gladly answer them. And she's like, what? Well, what do you mean? I was like, I may have been escorted out of that hotel.
I may have. I like that.
I may have been.
Yeah.
Good times.
So luckily I did not disrupt my mother's vacation. So all is well. And I think it was just a one-time deal of they just took my name and face for the record. But yeah, I didn't get a ban. But I was politely escorted out by two very large security guards.
Okay.
Yeah, when they send the big boys, you know you're
at
in trouble.
At 4 a.m.
Yeah.
What did someone do to get banned, fired, or kicked out? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jonathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
All right,
I got another hotel story, and I think I could top this one. I work in San Diego at a large hotel group, okay. And they offer me an opportunity in Portland.
What the hell's going on in San Diego?
Are you the two people at the bar got kicked out? San Diego. Hotel San Diego. What's going on in San Diego? It's so sunny, so nice.
But his story does not involve Christmas trees. So
okay. It was lacking Christmas trees, I admit. I was hoping.
Yeah, they would have been able to stay if it was the holiday.
Is this Kiefer Sutherland? What's going on?
Yeah. So they spent a lot of money for relocation. I move up to Portland. I take on this new role. I'm the new guy. I'm young. I like to mix my party favors. I take a lot of happy pills at the time. And we have our holiday party on the 20th floor of this hotel. So I'm on the patio, and I drop my phone 20 floors. And about an hour later, I figure out how to get down there and find my phone, and I get back upstairs. So after that, I'm walking around the room grabbing boobies. And I didn't realize it at the time, or at all, I should say. And I must have grabbed the HR lady's boobies, along with other people. So after I do that, they're drawing Christmas presents, and I do not win one. So I take the Christmas tree, and I throw it off the 20th floor of the hotel.
Jesus
oh, my God.
So, obviously, the night comes and goes, and I had the next couple of days off, and I shake off the hangover, and I go back to work on Monday or whatever, and I get called into the HR office, and they politely explain everything that I did.
Did you have any recollection of this?
Zero. I just remember when things went dark, and I remember when I had my last drink, and I did my last thing in the bathroom, and that's where the lights went out.
How mortifying is it when they explain all of this to you?
Well, I think we've all been there at one degree or another, but your first thing is you're trying to stitch everything together and figure out what the hell happened. I did not have that ability. I was not able to remember anything. But needless to say, after a lengthy investigation, the new guy that just got sent to Portland, that barely just got a place to live, was terminated.
Can you believe they'd fire a man for that? You grab some boobs, throw a Christmas tree 20 stories down, next thing you know, they don't want you back.
I thought this was America.
I'm shocked they let him stay for the Christmas gift part.
I can't believe he found the phone and it didn't work.
Right, he's like, I'm grabbing boobies, grab the HR lady's boobs, and it's like, then they start giving out gifts. Like, how are you still there?
That kind of shocked me, too.
I was going to stop and ask him, but I was like, geez, this got to be a large man.
What did someone do to get banned, fired, or kicked out? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Hopefully you've got a chance to try the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. Couple of extra locations there if you're out looking for it. On Draft in Olaf's in Ballard
Excellent.
If you are in Ballard, Mike's Chili Parlor, the legendary 100-year-old establishment right by the bridge, on draft. Petoskey's in Fremont, on draft.
I notice these things all have a certain thing in common here. Places you frequent.
Yes, the Pine Box on Capitol Hill. Say hi to Cynthia. They've got it on tap up there. Also, Edmunds Hero Ace Hardware and Grocer.
I love that. Hardware and Grocer.
They got sandwiches. They've got grocery items. They have fresh produce. They have our beer. They have a saw, a lawnmower. They have it all in one location. Also, check KISW.com. Most of the Safeway locations in the area are also currently carrying the beer as well.
They're up on it.
And if you find a location that has a beer, do us a favor, snap a pic of it, and send that to the men's room at KISW.com, and we will spread the word with more locations of the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven.
Men's Room IPA.
Yes. Our question today, what did someone do to get banned, fired, or kicked out? 206-803-ROCK.
Real quick, Mike, what kind of soup are you eating? I'm trying to figure out what color that broth is.
Oh, chicken noodle, right?
No, it's kind of like a chicken. So it's a chicken broth base. The wife made it. It's got chickpeas in it. It's got potatoes in it. It's got a little bit of celery, I think, in there.
Is that gray, brown, carrots, or green? Like, what color?
That's kind of the yellowish, like, soup look.
Yeah. It's got some kale in there, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's healthy for me, Steve.
It looks healthy, brother. You know, I just had to ask.
You know what? It doesn't have a whole lot of salt in it.
Aren't you happy?
That's what I mean. That is the giant thing with soups, man. It's unreal. They don't have a ton of calories or anything. It's just the sodium content is wild.
Not Mike. Oh, no.
Mike's got to add salt.
A lot of it. Hello, Christian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I got doing today?
Doing great, man. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. So my story is about this job I had during the pandemic. I picked up this job doing, like, road shows for Costco's. So I'd go to, like, Costco's and do, like, sales demos for, you know, all the old people who'd be there. Pretty boring job after a while. I mean, 12 hours standing there saying, hey, how you doing? And getting rejected 95% of the time.
12 hours? Each shift was 12 hours of doing this?
I mean, that's how long Costco's open, yeah.
Damn, okay.
And were you selling a variety of products or one thing in particular?
We had like 5 or 6 different products. We did like skincare. We had like massage guns, massage chairs.
Did,
like,
you ever target anyone for skincare? You know, somebody walks by and you're just like, Jesus.
Oh, you need this?
Hey, man, seriously, let's talk.
You know, we're not supposed to. But
I know you're not supposed to. What I'm saying is, did you?
Yeah. You don't go up to 120-pound guy and ask him if he wants a Zempic or whatever the hell.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah, of course.
So, you know, the job got boring after a while, so what do you do when the job gets boring is, you know, you start smoking weed at work, of course.
I would never do that.
So I had a little habit of, like, taking fives and having a little puff off the vape pen and, like, you know, blowing in the aisles and whatever. And one day I'm working with my coworker at the Costco, and she is just, she's so bad, guys. Like, little shorty, like, well endowed. She's just my type. Like, so cute. And I'm trying to, you know, put the moves on her and be all smooth and, you know, I flirting and whatever. And I offer a hit of my vape pen, you know, just because that's what cool guys do. And she politely declined. I didn't hear anything about it until a couple days later. And my boss gave me a call like, hey, I heard you were smoking weed at work. Like, what? Me? So she definitely snitched on me, basically.
Just your type.
The cutie, the hottie with the body snitched on me. And
I hope you said that to your boss. Like, did the hottie with the body say that to you? You know, hottie body.
So he was like, yeah, you know, I know you're talking about, you know, maybe leaving soon. I think that why don't you just not come in tomorrow? Yeah, you know, you're done, basically. And that's the last time I, you know, S where I eat, basically. Like, you know what they say, you know, don't trust. Don't trust. And stitches get stitches. And
well, I think that's a pretty good lesson to learn at whatever point in time.
I mean, it's hard to know, man. Back, there's a restaurant I worked at years ago, and I got to hire the people that came in. And generally speaking, my experience with other people in the kitchen, like, if you're not on some kind of drug, we probably don't want you here. Like, everyone can come in and perform. Everyone gets their job done. Some guys, you know, need some coke, get the energy. Other people smoked a lot of weed. So this guy Bill I hired, he was one of the local weed sales reps, we'll say. Anyway, and I kind of recognized him. So we sit down for the interview. And he's very capable. You know, he had everything you needed on the resume. But I said, hey, man, you saw weed, right? And he's like, I know. I said, no, listen to me. I said, because if you do, everyone in this kitchen is going to be your client. And essentially, you're hired. If it, he got the job, worked with him for 2 years. This dude brought in weed constantly. The kitchen loved him. You know, they'd fork over the dough. He's in there. We would smoke weed. Well, this one day, we had this big catering event coming up. It was a private wedding. So the restaurant's closed, but all the staff's there. It's all hands on deck kind of thing. And the one thing we would do is get really stoned before we start prepping. Because it's mundane. It's kind of high pressure, whatever.
Because so you're making stoned, 30 of everything or whatever.
Every freaking thing, right? And it's just, it's monotonous. We get it. It's a lot of money, but still. So everyone gets really stoned, walk back in. And normally, when everyone got stoned, we worked like clockwork. It's just dead silent, and then you just hear knives going up and down. Everyone gets their stuff done. Well, Bill, he brought in some special weed that day. I'm not sure what he did to it. So everyone's real high, but we're still getting the job done. But Bill walks around the corner to me and goes, hey, man, I think I messed up. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you told me to fillet the salmon. I'm like, well, yeah. He's like, just come and look at what I did. So I go, I don't even know how he pulled this off. I could not do this sober, but you have a whole salmon. Typically, you cut it in half lengthwise, remove the bones and all this kind of thing. I don't know what he was thinking. He skinned the entire salmon, but it was still whole. Like, none of the meat was messed up. Like I said, sober, this would be difficult to do. So it's a whole fish. It's just skinless. So it's now this really creepy-looking, Tim Burton-looking thing sitting on the cutting board, but as soon as we touched it, the meat started falling apart. So it's like, God damn it, man. So they ended up getting, ceviche.
Oh.
Some surprise ceviche. But I'm like, how did you do this? He's like, I don't know. So how long did it take you to pull this off, man? This is like you would have thought aliens came down like they do with the cows, right? Like, and they removed all the skin from the salmon. He's like, I don't know, man. He's like, I'm just really, really high. I don't know. I did it. I said, I'm impressed.
He just zoned out.
He did, but I'm saying it was so meticulous and so well done. I'm like, this had to take you like 45 minutes for what normally would take about 10 minutes. You had to spend at least 45 minutes on this goddamn thing. He's like, I don't know, man. But as soon as we touched it, it fell apart. And I'm like, what do you know? They get ceviche. Thanks, Bill. So we told him, look, keep bringing weed in. Do not bring that particular kind of weed in, man. This was bad. It was bad.
What did someone do to get banned, fired, or kicked out? 206-803-ROCK.
Ceviche sounds nice, though.
It ended up being a very nice dish. It was just unexpected, Ted.
Yeah.
All the meat fell off. Hello, Manny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. What's up, bros?
Hola.
What's going on, man? So I am a part of this jiu-jitsu club, and we like to go out all the time. And been going to them for probably about like 4 or 5 years, maybe 4 years. And one of the times we went out for one of our, you know, head people's birthday, and night was going really, really good. It's here out here in Bremerton. Night was going really, really good. And I was just being so casual and smooth, just drinking beers. And then I, for some reason, thought to pick it up with the alcohol consumption and started drinking heavier IPAs, which really like led me over the course. But jokingly, we all thought it would be hilarious because I was doing it first, but I was pretending I was stealing all the hot sauce bottles on the table in the bar. And all of my teammates that are like higher ranked than me started putting all the hot sauce bottles on other tables in my pocket. And, I go to the bathroom. I forget about it. I go to the bathroom about, like, I don't know, 30 minutes later with all the hot sauces in my pocket. And I use the bathroom. I come out stumbling. And I ended up stumbling in front of one of the security guards. And the hot sauce bottle comes stumbling out in front of him. And he told me to empty out my pockets. And then I was like, because I was scared I was going to get caught for stealing these hot sauce bottles. But I was like, no, man, get away from me. I start walking away from him, and he grabbed my hand, and he X'd me out of the club, or X'd me out of the bar. It was like, you need to stop drinking for tonight. And I got upset about it. I start walking away, and the alcohol really kicked in where I felt like I was like a Superman for some reason. I dumped all the alcohol bottles, and I went back to the security guard, and I just basically threw a giant fit in front of him. And lo and behold, surprise, other... it's not a security guard. It's a
bouncer.
bouncer, there you go. He called all the other bouncers. I didn't even know they were standing behind me. And I had this, like, rush of adrenaline of, like, who the heck do you think you are? You're not going to touch me. And they were all ready for him to, for me to swing on him. They were just going to mess me up. And luckily, some of my teammates came, and they escorted me out. And they were like, please don't touch him, because I was over here thinking, I do, like, 4 years of jiu-jitsu. I can probably take on anybody. That was not the case. These guys were ready to throw me out. And my teammates helped me out. That was literally the first time I ever got kicked out of a bar. I was 29 years. I was last year, so I was 29 years old, and I've never done that before. I've never had that kind of sense of encouragement of, you know what, man, I'm gonna go back up to this bouncer and just say whatever the heck I want.
Have you?
You got to do it from across the street, man.
Have you tried to go back there?
No, not really. I kind of, I'm not like kicked out officially. They just kicked me out for the night. They were willing to beat myself, you know, thump me out, no matter what. So it was gonna happen. But they just crossed me out. And they said, you know, that I'm not kicked out fully, but you know, just don't come back tonight. And I kind of really just never been back. I just avoided that place. We gotta go other places now. But
yeah, sometimes you just lick your wounds and go away. You know, that's like, especially when you know they're in the right. And here. That's all Miles, man. Me and Marshawn stopped at a bar last night. I cannot explain how big this freaking bouncer was, man. This guy's like 6'8", about 300 pounds. And we're walking. It's about 10:30 at this point. Fellas. And it just, I mean, looks like he wants to kill you. Fellas, I need to see. Oh, Thrill. Hey, what's going on, man? Go ahead, then. I'm like, thank God, man. Sir, I mean, I just cannot explain how big this guy was. Like, you could bring 12 cops and people still lip off. If you got, they got guns. F you, suck this, do your thing. This dude alone, it's like, I would never say anything stupid to you. I think even, right, even in a drunken rage, there's some survival instinct that says, this man can kill you. There's, I cannot explain how big this guy was, man. And not fat, I mean, just a massive, massive dude.
You think there's a difference between getting kicked out and getting cut off?
No, I mean, well, yes.
Well, you can get cut off. You can stay in the bar.
Yeah, it means.
But we're not going to give you more alcohol.
Right.
But what I find is that's usually a bar you're familiar with. The bartender either knows you or is a friend of yours, just says, like, I'm going to cut you off. I like you. I know you to be a good guy. I cannot give you more alcohol tonight. Mm-hmm. You're at that point. But because if you have one more thing to drink, I'm going to have to kick you out.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. There was a time, and it wasn't a bar I liked.
All right.
Right? But my buddy, he will die on weird hills. So he loved this place. And I'd be like, it's a little too fancy, right? It's Friday night after work.
Sure.
So me and like four other people show up, and there's some people there I haven't seen forever. Now, unbeknownst to me, I have another buddy who's not a big drinker, who's just been sitting at the bar by himself like a weirdo, silent.
Okay.
Right? Doesn't engage or whatever. So we get down, we have one round of drinks. I think we went outside and smoked or something. Come back in. And like the waiter was so nice about it, but he was just like, I can't serve you anymore. And I was like, who? And he's like, well, you guys. And I was like, us? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, is that gonna be? I was like, no, sorry. Right. You just caught me off guard. I didn't know we were there already.
Were you that drunk?
No. That's what I'm saying. That was my reaction. I was just like, okay. Like, we were just kind of loud, but like I said, it was kind of a fancier joint, and I think smelling like weed probably didn't help when we walked in. Yeah. But I mean, that was just my reaction. Like, who can't serve? He's like, you. And I was like, us? And he's like, is it going to be a problem? I was like, no, that's fine. And like, we sat there for another half an hour as there was other people we were with were drinking, and then finally after half an hour, I was like, all right, it's Friday night. Can we go somewhere and get a beer?
I've seen those signs in a lot of places in California. It could be a convenience store, it could be a restaurant, it could be a bar. And it says, if you come in reeking of weed, we will not serve you anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I was just giggling. I was like, all right.
Okay.
I mean, even cops say, we'd rather deal with someone who's high on weed than deal with a drunk. People on weed, you're very apologetic. Sorry, officer. Sorry, man. Yeah. Drunk, like, F you.
Well, and this place isn't even open anymore, so it doesn't matter. But they were very much about their image.
Okay.
What did someone do to get banned, fired, or kicked out? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Vicky. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
So I was kicked out of the Renton Walmart.
You got kicked out of Walmart?
Escorted out by two security guards.
What do you have to do at Walmart to get kicked out, be escorted out?
And, you know, I can't even say I was drunk. It was the middle of the afternoon. I was with my pregnant daughter. We were going to buy a crib. We went back to where the cribs were. There was one that was on sale, very affordable. Brought it up to cash register. She charged me $100 more. And I'm like, no, that's on sale. She's like, well, I can only do what the register says. I'm like, well, that's not right. So I went back to where the crib was, and I got the sign, and I brought it up. And she's like, well, I can't do anything about it. I'm like, well, then you need to call a supervisor because you can do something about it. And I was raising my voice, and I was getting a little angry because $100 is a lot of money to us right now.
Yeah.
So they brought over the supervisor, and she's like telling me to leave. And I'm like, you are not even doing anything to help me. And I was raising my voice, and she started to walk away. She's like, I'm done with you. And I'm like, no, you're not. And I chased her. And we were running around the round things where the clothes are hanging up.
You're seriously chasing her in circles around these things.
I was chasing her around the circles.
It's amazing you're not on the internet.
And obviously Walmart has cameras, so the security guards came. And in the meantime, my daughter had walked up, and the clerk said, here. And she gave it to her for the sales price. But
oh, good. So the distraction worked.
So the two security guards came from wherever they come from, and they grabbed me, and I was still screaming at the damn supervisor. Oh, sorry.
You're fine.
Good. Damn sorry.
Okay, good.
How old were you when you got kicked out of the Walmart?
How old was I? Well, my daughter was pregnant, so I was in my 40s.
All right.
In Baltimore, you'd be 19.
Are you allowed to go back?
Well, they told me no, and I really don't even want to go back to that Walmart. All right. Anyway, okay. It's the ghetto. So.
All right.
I've gone to other Walmarts, so it's not like my picture's everywhere.
No,
they told me I was not allowed back in that one.
Yeah, you can't chase employees in circles around the clothes. Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew? It should have been that. I thought this was America.
What? Around screaming at them. And, yeah.
Hey, but in the end, you got the sales price, right? That's all you wanted.
What did someone do to get banned, fired, or kicked out? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So... I got kicked out of the Grand Sierra Casino in Reno, Nevada. Go ahead.
So you got kicked out of a Reno casino. Just making a rhyme. I can't help myself.
Understandable. I was in the Army, and we were in Afghanistan. They sent me home really late for leave. And because of that, I got rushed. I spent like 30 hours on a plane. I landed in Reno at like 2 in the morning. I was like, I'm not going to wake my parents up. Got a rental car and, doing the smart thing, drove to the casino and went to the bar. So I go to the bar and I sit down. I start having some beers. The girl next to me starts talking to me. She's like, why are you dressed like that? I was like, well, I got no other clothes right now. And I guess her boyfriend didn't like me talking to her. And he's like, pulls me aside. What are you doing drinking in uniform and all that? And I was like, well, I got no other clothes. Just trying to have a beer, yo. And the guy tries to pull rank on me because he's part of the Nevada National Guard.
Oh, come on.
And yeah, exactly. I was like, you got to go, man. He kind of looks at me and I rocked him hard. Well, at that point, I was like, well, I've got to go. So I decided to walk away. As I was doing that, casino security comes out and yells at me and goes, hey, get on the ground. And I told him very explicitly, no. And they come and charge me, and I hit one, and then I kicked the other one in the nuts. And it was on from there. Like, my mind was not straight. I was still in fight mode. And I learned my lesson. I can take about three guys, because I was about 6'4", 275 at that time. Take about three, but I can't beat all six of them.
Reno.
They beat the hell out of me.
Yeah.
And they get me in handcuffs finally, and they're like, we're going to call the police. And, you know, I'm like, call the police. Call them. I dare you. And they go through my wallet. They're like, no, we're going to call your dad. I'm like, no, sir, please call the police.
Call the police. That's why I said call the police,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, funny how that works.
Return to Who Sucks Less on the way. Add your emails to the men's room at KISW.com next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!